The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. So reliable, it just goes on and on and on.
Laura Egan, good morning.
Hi Ryan, how are you?
Nice to talk to you. How are you doing today?
You too. I'm doing well, doing great.
You know, I was watching the movie Greed. I don't know if you've seen Greed, but it's an intriguing take on the fast fashion business.
And yes.
All my education of fast fashion comes from my 21-year-old who is...
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, it's really good, because otherwise I wouldn't be aware of it.
Yeah, completely.
And because I also saw second-hand shops, which are now called vintage stores.
Yeah.
As you know. And she was just telling me all about it. So this is something that is completely your bag. Will you tell me about your world?
Yeah, so I am a women's wear designer. I've been working in the fashion industry for the last 4 years. And I've designed for both luxury or high-end brands and high street brands.
Okay.
And I lived in Paris, I lived in London, and yeah, that was my world for the last 4 years.
And was that when you say I lived in London and Paris as a fashion designer, immediately I'm conjuring up images of champagne parties and runways and extraordinary people with intriguing lifestyles. And was that the world you inhabited?
So this is... I think this is part of the problem, Ryan, is that this is what people think the fashion industry is when you work in it, you know. And even though I was kind of away from the real damage the fashion industry was doing, I was still a part of it. I was still a part of the cycle of waste and of damage that the industry is producing, being a designer. And also, you know, it's not glamorous. The hours are insanely long, and you're not part of the let's say glamorous side at all working in it. So basically between Paris and London, I worked in a few brands, and I just saw firsthand the damage that the industry was doing. And you know, I was guilty of some of it as well, being a designer. I kind of didn't think about what clothes I was chopping into that couldn't be sold, or what, you know, waste I was putting in the bin that shouldn't have gone in the bin.
Well, before we move on to the next bit, which is Minty, can I ask you about the word you've used several times in the short amount of time we've been talking, which is damage. What damage were you doing? And can you kind of outline that sense of, again, the word damage and the fashion world?
Yeah. So the word damage does cover a whole vast of things in the fashion world. But the ones that I'm kind of focusing on is the waste that is produced, so the actual textile waste that the industry is producing, because I was a part of it. So I might be in a fitting with a model, and I would be, you know, putting my design on her that I've had padding cut and made, and I would be, you know, marking it with a Sharpie and cutting into the hem where it seemed unsellable. So that alone, that one garment is now in the bin. And nobody, you know, and it's from a really good brand, and there's thousands of these and thousands of brands that are doing the same thing. So if I was just one designer in one company, you know, how many others are doing the same? So this was a huge, you know, source.
So waste.
Huge amount of waste. And I felt myself, I just, over the years, I needed to make some sort of change, because the guilt was real. So myself, I stopped buying new at the end of last year. So I just cut out any new clothes, any new shoes. So completely dedicated my shopping to charity shops and secondhand.
Okay.
So that was amazing. I mean, I love charity shopping anyway. So, and I love it. I collected vintage anyway. So it was kind of, it was tough at the beginning, but it wasn't too tough. You know, I liked my charity shop trips. I liked rooting through rails and going to, you know, car boot sales. So it was okay. But then during COVID, I actually lost my job in London.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So I actually took it as, I was lucky enough to take it as a step to kind of reevaluate what I was doing and take it as a chance to kind of make some sort of change in the fashion industry.
And before I get to your change of your kind of road to Damascus, as it were, you mentioned guilt. What don't you feel guilty of?
I felt guilty because I knew the statistics. I knew how much, you know, I know how much, you know, how much liters it takes to make a cotton t-shirt. And for me to know that information and then to also be on the side seeing it going to landfill, it just didn't sit right with me. I felt guilty because I was the one that was in the position that could do that.
So it wasn't as per the movie I watched, which was a lot of, apart from waste, it was, and that fast fashion thing things seems to be largely about waste. But they looked at the conditions of the workers, you know, which were essentially sweatshops.
Yes, yeah. So most of the brands that I worked for were higher end brands, so they weren't necessarily using the same factories as the lower end brands. But not to say that one or two of the brands would have dipped in and out of those factories as well. So there was definitely a guilt in that side as well. But like, for example, one of the brands, I actually went over to the factory that produced for them to work in the factory for 3 weeks, and I saw what the conditions were and I saw everything, so that helped a bit.
And where was that?
But that was in Macau in China.
And what did you see there?
So I saw it was our pattern cutters and our sewers, and it was a completely, ethical factory where they were paid the right amount, and they were, you know, the conditions were fine for them working. But I hadn't seen, for the other brands I worked for, I'd never seen the factory. So I can't say that for the other companies.
I understand.
And that kind of makes me guilty as well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of guilt, Laura.
Well, yeah.
But you've got a conscience, and I appreciate that. I'm not being cynical about that. So let's bring you then to your loser job in COVID. You're reflecting on the amount of waste and you think, and you've got into your vintage clothes shopping and so on, which sounds actually quite exciting. I'd say if you're a stamp collector, you want to go through, you know, find your stamps, and it's equally for you for clothes, going through boot sales and so on, you suddenly find a diamond, you go, yes. So what next then? What do you do after that?
So during the time of my reflection, I just thought, you know what, people need to be converted to secondhand, but I can understand how intimidating that is for someone who doesn't necessarily like going to charity shops or who doesn't really have much interest in rooting through rails and rails of clothes. So I thought, why not give people a platform where they don't have to go to charity shops, they don't have to leave their house, and start up a pre-loved and vintage clothes online shop. So I started Minty.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
M-I-N-T-I.
M-I-N-T-I.
.ie. Okay.
Yeah.
And what do we find?
Minty Dublin.
Minty, yeah. So what do we find on Minty?
So Minty is a collection of hand-picked pre-loved clothes and vintage clothes, and also Minty offers an upcycling service. So this has been a massive, this has been really popular, where I take people's clothes and I change them into something new. So a lot of people have wanted this because they have those clothes in the wardrobe that they don't wear, or they're thinking, you know, I would wear it if it was, it might be a dress, I would wear it if it was a skirt, or a skirt and a top.
Yeah.
So I can take your clothes and I can change them into something else.
You reimagine that humdrum piece hanging on a hanger that everyone looks at and goes, God, every time I see it, I don't want to throw it out, and yet it kind of does nothing for me. You say, I can bring the magic.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And there's no way, nothing ends up in the infill, the landfill.
No, that's the thing. And the way I always, so my design now, because I can bring in the design element where I can actually offer designs for them, and I design sustainably. So I try design with zero waste, which is difficult, but it's also really challenging for me, and it allows them to feel great wearing it as well.
It sounds like you have this sorted out. And your conscience? It must be crystal clear, is it?
Oh, it's completely clear now.
Are you operating at a home? Or do you have an office now or a workplace?
So I have a home office at the moment.
Great.
But I'm hoping actually in September to start up with workshops and classes on upcycling and sewing. So at that point, I'll be moving to a studio, hopefully, where people can actually learn how to upcycle themselves.
It's a great idea. And it's a great lesson. What I love about your story, Laura, is that it's that lovely sense of COVIDian reinvention and seeing the changing landscape and fixing it. We'll all benefit from what you're doing as well. So I can only wish you the very best.
Thank you so much.
No, I love it. I think it's really, really good. And I need to be honest with you, I'm not there yet. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and say, you know, I'd buy all my clothes secondhand. I don't.
Yeah.
but what you have done is triggered a consciousness about it that I hadn't before. So, so that's a start, great. Right? So,
big start, yeah.
But I think for your generation are much more savvy and connected to this idea of fast fashion. It does seem that way. And that makes the future brighter. So, Laura, I wish you the very best with Minty.ie and I appreciate you coming on this morning. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Ryan.
You, Laura.
I'd love to talk to you.
Likewise. Okay, Laura Egan joining us on the subject of fast fashion. It's funny, you could sit down and watch a movie, and it just gets into brings down these avenues and streets you didn't expect in a given week. But it's a great old movie called Greed with Steve Coogan and a cast of, obviously not thousands, but hundreds. Lots of interesting cameos and cracking script directed by Michael Winterbottom comes highly recommended.